we've got the Met Commissioner, we've got Curtis. I called them plastic cups. Well, I didn't call them plastic cups. One of you, the listeners, called them that. The Commissioner took exception, and true to his word, he was with me now, and we are going on a walkabout as it begins to rain of Lewisham. This will be very interesting. Where are we going to start, Curtis?
We're going to cross over the road and go over to the High Street.
Okay, let's do that.
This is the main High Street where most of our incidents happen. They range from antisocial behaviour to theft, robbery. McDonald's is one of our antisocial behaviour hotspots.
Right.
They've got a town centre radio, and there's a pizza so outside from 3 till 5. So if they've got a problem, instead of we using our main radio, they use a radio to contact us.
And are usually people put off just because you're there, or do you have to engage?
It's not so much we have to engage. People engage with us anyway. But when I'm out and about, I always say hello to people anyway. And people are very susceptible to pieces of those on the street. Everyone says we're doing a great work.
We've just been talking, Commissioner, to Curtis about some of the challenges, how people... How important is it to you? I noticed that you've said hello to everybody that we've passed. How important is it to you that police engage?
Well, I think it's just important. I mean, the main thing, is that one of the big things that Curtis brings is he walks about. So you've got a chance to say hello, you've got a chance to talk to children, you've got a chance to be seen as a person. We do have officers who are in cars and have to go quickly to jobs. I think people understand that. But they can't meet. You can't build a relationship. You build a relationship, I think, by walking down the same street day in, day out, and then talking to people, getting to know a bit about them. They get to know a bit about you. And one of the great strengths of that is that they tell you stuff about crime. Sometimes it's a crime committed, and sometimes it's about who committed it. So for me, it's vital, the work that Curtis does. And it's two things. First of all, they get intelligence. But as Curtis knows, he and his colleagues go and chase criminals. It's not just walking the street. It's not just being nice. He himself and some of his colleagues have spotted people who are wanted. They do a chase. They can hold them for a short time, and then a police officer will come along and help them. So it's not just about being nice. This is about being respected.
But I'm wondering what the challenges are. And there's so many mixed messages coming from yourselves, from the mayor's office, about the number of police officers, neighbourhood policing. Just say for my listeners, will it stay? Will it be maintained in the numbers that it is? And how important it is to you?
I mean, neighbourhood policing is just the bedrock on which policing is built. But the very reason that we're seeing today is that you meet the community. And community is an odd word, isn't it? It means you're meeting people who live in an area. You're meeting people in this market who are on this market every Thursday. So you build a relationship. We are part of the community. We're not different from it. We shouldn't be. We shouldn't be separate from it. We're part of it. So neighbourhood policing is about policing with the community. We're going to put more officers into it. And the only way we can do that, because money's tight, is that we'll have to get them out of the back offices and put them on the front line. And I already know where they're coming from. And the only thing we've delayed it just a little is that we've got the Olympics.
Let's go on now. TK Maxx, I'm looking for a bargain.